The provincial government has officially established an inquiry into ground search and rescue for lost and missing persons in Newfoundland and Labrador. The $1.5 million inquiry is expected to be policy-focused rather than investigative in nature, and it will be led by Provincial Court Judge James Igliorte. Justice Minister Steve Crocker, along with Judge Igliorte, announced details of the inquiry yesterday. VOCM's Richard Duggan was on the call and questioned both about some of the details.
How much of a cost are we looking at with this inquiry?
The budget for this inquiry is $1.5 million.
You mentioned that we're still waiting to get the official mandate, but what are some of the big outstanding issues that you feel need to be addressed and top of mind with this?
First of all, we want to focus on the incident which occurred in McColbeck. We want to assure that the community members, North Sherwood government, and other Indigenous groups get a chance to guide and direct the process as well as the information we receive from them. And of course, we want to be able to say to the rest of the province that the care that you expressed so many years ago and the support you gave to the family will offer us a chance to leave a positive legacy for Burton.
It's been mentioned a couple of times now that this this inquiry will focus mainly on policy, but there will be time spent on the death of Burton Winters. So I'm just wondering how much focus will be put on the Burton Winters incident specifically within the scope of this entire inquiry?
Well, it will be how we begin the inquiry, because we really want to frame the examinations we do and the recommendations that we find as being the Burton Winters inquiry, but more importantly, the legacy that he has fashioned for all of us. I think people were entirely impacted by his passing. There were a lot of questions arising about search and rescue. As I said, there are some areas that we don't have the jurisdiction to get into, and I'm also limited by what a commissioner is required to talk about within the framework of the terms of reference and under the Public Inquiries Act. But we will begin in McColbeck. We will allow time for the entire community to speak to us if they wish, and we will make sure that insofar as we can, we will answer any questions that they have through the presentation of various witnesses to participate in the discussions.
The inquiry will start off in McColbeck. Who are some of the other players you're hoping to bring in and talk with throughout the course of this process?
Thank you. Well, we've had early discussions, as we pointed out, with NL Sarah, CA Sarah Casera. We've had discussions with the RNC. We've started discussions with the RCMP and how they work. We know that we'll be hearing from the Rovers, and we also will be working with Canadian Rangers and the Junior Rangers if they want to make presentations to us. Mr. Wiseman has spoken on public broadcasting that he'd like to have some discussions, and anybody else who has an opinion will be able to write in opinions, present opinions. We'll have a website for people to get onto. So I think we're trying to reach the broadest group of people that we can who want to have a part to play in this.